This is St. Louis Public Radio. Tuesday marks the first time voters will head to the polls since the coronavirus fundamentally changed the state. And there's no question the pandemic transformed the municipal election for voters, election officials, and candidates. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports on how more people are now voting from home and will continue to do so over the next few months.
Reed Radcliffe was one of thousands of St. Louis County voters who received absentee ballot applications in the mail. The Sunset Hills resident is vulnerable to contracting coronavirus, and his wife is immunocompromised. So it wasn't much of a surprise that Radcliffe and his wife sent absentee applications back for the next three elections, including Tuesday's election, where a slew of municipal and school-based contests will be on the line.
And I filled them all out. Well, I filled mine out, and my wife filled hers out, and I scanned them and sent them in through the email address that was provided in the form.
As it turns out, lots of people followed Radcliffe's lead. More than 76,000 voters in St. Louis County returned applications for the June 2nd election, which Eric Fay of the St. Louis County Board of Elections says is an all-time record. That's a stunning statistic, since municipal elections almost always elicit less interest than August or November elections.
With that many applications, even though not all those people are going to return ballots, it is possible that more people could vote by absentee ballot than in person on election day.
Even with fewer voters expected to be physically in polling places, election officials are still taking a lot of precautions. St. Charles County Director of Elections Kurt Barr says he ordered plastic shields to separate poll workers from voters.
We also received from the Secretary of State's office a large supply of hand sanitizer and face masks. The face masks are for the judges, but the hand sanitizers for both judges as well as the voters.
Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft says he drove roughly 5,000 miles to deliver supplies to election officials, equivalent to driving from Jefferson City to Prudhoe Bay, Alaska, plus 1,000 miles. He says he's heard different takes from local election officials about whether voters are gravitating toward absentee ballots.
And then I think we have other counties where people don't want to vote absentee. They want to vote in person. They want to have that. To me, it's a thrill of filling out the ballot and then running it through the scanner and hearing the beep that your votes have been tabulated.
It's not just voters and election officials who have had to change course. Candidates have also been forced to adapt. In Ferguson, two councilwomen, Heather Robinette and Ella Jones, are running for mayor. And Robinette says coronavirus substantially curtailed her campaign's person-to-person contact.
We're still asking for signs, and so that was a good social distancing exercise. But we really turned more toward, you know, the mailers that could go out. We're gearing up for an actual, you know, phone bank.
Joan says she's been using social media and Zoom to get her message out, and even her watch party will be different from her past campaigns.
We will be on the Urbanly lot because we didn't want to go inside to a closed place and they're going to barbecue, you know, roast some hot dogs and hamburgers, but we can be at least 6 feet apart.
It's a safe bet that the upcoming elections in August and November will be very different from years past. That's because the legislature passed a bill allowing anyone over 65 or with certain health conditions to get an absentee ballot without a notary. And anybody afraid of contracting COVID-19 can mail in a ballot this year, but will have to get it notarized. GOP House Speaker Elijah Haar says that move was aimed at allaying voter fears.
I think it's important to recognize that while we're under an emergency declaration and while we're in a pandemic, that there are going to have to be some things that we do to ensure that citizens have full and fair access to the ballot box.
If Governor Mike Parson signs the legislature's bill into law, election officials in St. Louis County expect even more people to request absentee ballots for the August and November elections. St. Louis County Executive Sam Page says his county will be able to handle that.
And I would encourage people to vote absentee in the upcoming election. It will limit the crowding at the polling sites, limit the traffic, and there are certainly people who are at higher risk who should be voting absentee for certain.
Once Tuesday's election is over, officials can formally shift their focus to get ready for the primary election on August 4th and then gear up for the high-stakes November 3rd general election. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.